You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 40%. That's how much lumber futures prices have dropped over the past month. Lumber had quietly been one of the pandemic's hottest commodities as a booming housing market pushed demand well above supply. Prices had increased more than fivefold from their 2020 lows. Shortages had encouraged builders and other users of lumber to order more than they needed, making the commodity even scarcer. Now it appears that stockpiled inventory is finally being used up, and the lumber price bubble is popping fast. But it's still a boom time in the industry. Prices remain close to double their pre-pandemic peak. The next number up is $316 billion. That's one analyst estimate of Amazon's gross merchandise volume last year. That's the total dollar value of all the goods sold on the Amazon.com website, whether by the company itself or by third-party sellers. Amazon doesn't report the figure, so analysts have to estimate it in other ways. That 2020 total would put Amazon behind only Walmart as the world's largest retailer. Walmart was more than $120 billion ahead of its e-commerce rival last year. But J.P. Morgan's Doug Anmuth sees Amazon jumping ahead of Walmart as soon as in 2022, after another explosive year of growth. He sees the most opportunity in online sales of groceries, apparel, furniture, and appliances. Our last number is 37. That's how many years in a row ExxonMobil had raised its dividend, until last year. The pandemic-era collapse in demand for oil caused prices to plummet, and Exxon burned money last year. For better or worse, at least it didn't cut its quarterly payout. Instead, Exxon loaded up on debt to continue spending on capital investments and its dividend. Now, with vaccines and reopening economies pushing oil prices to multi-year highs and a much stronger outlook for demand, Exxon's cash flows are on the rise again. In the first quarter, the company was able to pay for its dividend and capex out of its cash flows. And at the rate things are going now, a resumption of annual dividend increases could be on the table again by the end of this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.